Welcoming back to the program, our friend Sean Faircloth. Sean, how are you this afternoon?
Good. Great to be with you.
Appreciate you coming on and appreciate you making time out of your frequent walks through the neighborhood. I think you and I are in some kind of unofficial battle to clock the most miles through our little city neighborhood.
The pandemic really got me going, and I've been walking quite a bit.
Yeah, well, listen, it's a good thing to do during the pandemic. Good and good for you. But we want to talk with you this time around about something going on to benefit Together Place. And for anybody who doesn't know, could you talk about Together Place and what their mission is?
Sure. Together Place, a peer-run recovery center, is an organization that employs people who are themselves in long-term recovery. So either that can be recovery from mental health issues or from substance use. And these folks get special training that's more so than even, say, a recovery coach. They're also required to be someone who are themselves in long-term recovery. And then they get continuing education. And so they work with people, and it's just a very significantly added value. Like, say, some people might, when addressing challenges like this, might be going to someone who's a medical professional or a psychologist or an LCSW, and that's all very valuable. But this is the concept of someone that you can speak to who says, yes, not every situation is exactly alike, but I've been through something very similar to what you have been through, and really speak with an educated sympathy and empathy about what they're going through as they struggle with recovery, which is really one of, if but for the pandemic that we just mentioned, maybe the number one public health issue of our time, and unfortunately a chronic one. That is, hopefully the pandemic will be over sometime, maybe in 2021, but this issue looks to be with us for years to come, particularly in Maine and particularly in this part of Maine.
And I have to think, Sean, this is a part of our population that has been put under even greater stress due to the pandemic.
Correct. I think we've seen statistics from the state that show that there have been increases in overdoses. And I will also note, just for context, Maine is one of the top 10 overdose states in the country, and that a report came out from UMaine saying that Eastern Maine was hit harder than the state as a whole, and the highest overdose neighborhood in Eastern Maine is the 1st, 2nd, 3rd Street area of Bangor, where Together Place is correctly situated to help take on these issues. And we are coming up with a lot of innovative and new methods to do so.
And you're also the featured charity at this month's Green Drinks, which is coming up tomorrow night. What does that mean for people who may not know?
Well, one, we're very thankful to Green Drinks. There's a video they're running on their Green Drinks Facebook page that I hope people will go check out, that explores much better than I can in terms of, it has a whole variety of people speaking for themselves about recovery issues. I'm merely the executive director, but people who are certified intentional peer support specialists, people who are in recovery speaking for themselves. So I very much encourage people to go to the Green Drinks Facebook page and check out that video. But we are introducing some new concepts and ideas. We're working with Health Equity Alliance, in fact, where we'll be holding meetings, including one on October 27, where in collaboration with them, a lot of folks at Bangor are probably familiar with the giant two murals at our building at Union and Second, but we are going to be having a recovery-driven set of new sets of murals that will really sort of bring even additional pizzazz to that building, but really also as a foothold to working to support that neighborhood, which has faced challenges for decades upon decades, actually.
How does Together Place get their funding, Sean?
Well, there's a direct state contract for our certified intentional peer support specialist that I've described, but also we have multiple other small revenue streams, but actually that's part, and we're very thankful for the focus from Green Drinks, because we need community support, and that's part of what the Green Drinks event is about. Certainly financial support. If you go to togetherplace.org, there's a place there where you can give. We're hoping for recurring gifts, most certainly. But also, on top of that, we're looking for people who would volunteer. For example, we have something called the Creative Recovery Initiative, and this is based upon studies, and Europe is very very strong on this, about using creative expression, say creative writing, the arts, visual arts, music, to help people sustain their recovery, and their studies show that this is very helpful. So maybe you are a retired teacher, or maybe you're someone who has a degree in art, or maybe you're someone with an art portfolio, or you published something. Come and work with our folks, and you'll work with our SIPs, we call them SIPs, Certified Intentional Peer Support Specialists, and work with people in recovery, and it really can be gratifying for the person volunteering. We actually even have a stipend, so if you do 6 sessions, each session is a stipend of $45 for that session. So if any of your listeners are in that category, or in the vocational category, like, say, a carpenter or something, and willing to help with kind of trades, crafts, we really could use that kind of help as well.
Sean, we were talking last week with author Terry Chaney. She's written a really powerful book about dealing with mental illness called Modern Madness. And we talked about the fact that even with the awareness we have of what a high percentage of people in this country and worldwide deal with mental illness at one time or another, that there still is a stigma attached to that. How do we change that going forward?
Well, I do think we need to be right up front and talk about mental health the same way we do about physical health. And though there's been much evolution over the recent decades, I'll credit that, but it still has a long way to go. And also with the population we serve, a lot of whom live in very low-income situations, sometimes even homeless situations, there is a self-esteem question. And when people point, if you will, as sometimes is the case, and kind of create a stigma for people who face mental health challenges that can make employment and other situations a lot more challenging, I don't think it helps. It hurts. And so that's why I think we need to have the whole community work together. And that's part of what Together Place is also doing with this Creative Recovery Initiative. We're going to be unrolling ideas. We want listeners like your listeners to get involved, ideas about really working in our neighborhood. You know, in Stephen King's novel, It, the lead female character, the heroine, she grows up. Her upbringing is set in that very neighborhood. That novel was written 36 years ago, if I recall. And we really need to work and say, we're going to work with people facing a sort of a multiplicity of challenges, and say the broader community, say some of your listeners never have anything to do with recovery, or maybe they're, you know, quite middle class, or, you know, doing reasonably well themselves. Those people, too, I'm hoping they'll say, even though I personally am not directly affected, I want to become involved either with financial contributions or saying, hey, let's look at this entire neighborhood, because I think poverty and the pandemic exacerbating that has really made things worse. In fact, suicide rates for Maine are higher than the national average, and unfortunately, the national average has been going up over this decade.
Sean, how can people learn more about Together Place and also check out the video as well?
Well, certainly, if you're interested in volunteering, 941-2907 is our number. Go to togetherplace.org, check out our website. But right now, we're emphasizing the Green Drinks, Bangor Green Drinks Facebook page. Please go there, check out the video, which really, like I say, has our members, has our staff really talking about the work they do. And I hope folks will get involved, because we're going to be unrolling these projects over this coming year. I invite folks who want to get involved to this meeting on October 27th. And certainly folks can just talk to me, and I'll pass you on to the right person if you want to volunteer.
That sounds great. Sean, always good to talk with you. My friend, thanks so much for making time for us this afternoon.
I really appreciate it. It's always great to be with you.
That's Sean Faircloth, Executive Director of Together Place here on Downtown.